Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Mazur Museum of Art hosts Biological Realism, an exhibition from Alberto Rey. An artist lecture and reception is set for Friday, January 31st. The evening also features ArtsWorks 2014, the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council's 29th Annual Arts Awards Program. In studio to share more are Mazur curator Benjamin Hickey and Arts Council President Tommy Usry. Ben, many may recognize Alberto Rey, the name, through his work with the museum a couple of years ago. Well, tell us about this exhibit, which highlights the natural beauty of the area.
Alberto was an artist in residence, and he came to Monroe in spring 2012, and he has research-based practice. He'll paint landscapes, take videos. He'll collect. He started collecting flora and fauna samples from the natural environment, and he made the work, and this is the resulting exhibition. It's a really thoughtful depiction of our ecosystem here.
How unique is his work in making that connection between art enthusiast and the outdoorsman? It seems like a unique connection that he makes through his work that he presents.
Yeah, he has a holistic approach to life and to art making. While he was here in 2012, he hosted a fly tying event with the North Louisiana Fly Fishers, and he worked with the Natural History Museum here at ULM. And so it's science, sportsmanship, and art all kind of balled into one, and lots of different types of activities.
And one of the things I think probably in conversations you had with Alberto in his time here is that he also promotes education as well as conservation. Share on that aspect of what he does.
Absolutely. He doesn't get all preachy about things, which I really appreciate. No matter how you come down on something, no one needs or wants that sometimes. But, he'll reveal things to you about where you live. That's what he likes to do with his art. He'll visit a place and reveal its beauty, some of its history, and give you some food for thought.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the early portion of the program set for the 31st. Of course, a lecture and a members reception.
Yeah, Alberto and I are going to do a walkthrough of his exhibition, and so we'll kind of take people through on a very intimate tour. We'll have a conversation like, oh, I remember when we were walking in Black Bayou or Horseshoe Lake and we saw this, that, mm-hmm. or the other thing, and just kind of talk about how everything came together. It's not going to be very formal. We're going to walk through, but it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Well, Tommy, the wealth of talented individuals and supporters as well in the area are acknowledged in the ArtsWorks program. Tell us about the program set up for the evening.
Well, to me, one of the most exciting things is Ben and I were talking about, this is the first time that we've ever hosted ArtsWorks that we've actually funded the exhibition that people are going to be seeing that night. So I think that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it never lines up.
It was wonderful. It's a great collaboration that we've established over the years with the Mazur Museum, and we're thrilled to do it. The Arts Awards, like 29 years now, and yeah. We honor the businesses with the BART Award. That's a business that's had the most impact on our arts organizations, and then the Volunteer of the Year, which that's an obvious one. It's the person that has given of themselves their time and their talents actually to help the organizations to succeed in what they've been trying to do, and then the Edmund Williamson Award, which is named after the man that we all know and love that actually brought public art to the Twin Cities. He is the father of the public art, and that's where the professional artists and artists that our organizations feel have had an impact on their organizations. It's really interesting this year because with the BART Award, we have have a business that has won it before, and so I think that's always nice because they're still supporting. Right. And then we have one of the volunteers of the year is a long-term volunteer who was actually on my board of directors when I was the chairman of the board of the symphony back in 1988. Uh-huh. And then we have a young emerging artist this year that with one of the ballet companies. So I think we've got a real good mix there. I think it's the time that we get to shine, we get to brag, we get, you know, it's the bragging rights. As these nominees come down the grand staircase at the Masser, you know, it sends chills through you to see, you know, how many people are involved in making the arts happen.
That is something that is so well known here, is the strength of support in our area. Well, you know, with the state's budget showing signs of stabilizing, mm-hmm. what are you hopeful for this year?
I feel like that we're going to see an increase in the state funding. Our lobbyist, Kevin Hayes, down in Baton Rouge, met with a group of the legislators a couple of weeks ago, and Jim Fannin, seems to think that the stabilization may have a good effect on everyone. They're not guaranteeing anything, because we never know what's going to happen. The governor's budget comes out this week. I'm meeting with a group next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in South Louisiana, and we're going to be taking a look at it to see where we go. But I have a good feel for it. I think we're coming back again. But our community, had it not been for our community supporting us over these last several years that we've been taking this 60% cut, we would not all be here. So thank all of you that are listening out there for everything you've done to help our organization succeed through these really, really rough times.
Well, the event gets underway on Friday, January 31st. Ben, how can you find out more about attending?
You can visit nellaarts.com, mm-hmm. the Arts Council website, or massermuseum.org, or our Facebook page, yep. and get all the information you need.
Looking forward to the ArtsWorks program, as well as the lecture and opening reception with Alberto Rey at the Masser Museum of Art, once again on Friday, January 31st. Ben Hickey serves as the curator at Masser Museum of Art, and Tommy Usry as the president of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Always
having
a
us.
Pleasure.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.